It's time for practice drills at the Aberdeen Seaside football pitch in Freetown, Sierra Leone. Field players are one-legged. Goalkeepers are one-armed. Players are in their late teens and early 20s. Two-legged Sierra Leoneans say they are proud of their amputee national team, which has done better in international competition than their two-legged teams. Some of the players had limbs hacked off. Some had bullet wounds, but without first aid care also lost a limb. Outside the football pitch, many feel like outcasts in a society used to looking down on disabled. One of those trying to make the World Cup squad is Mohamed Lapia. He lost his leg when he stepped on a landmine. He says he was told about the opportunity to play again at a post-war amputee camp.
One of the pastors went to us and told us that even we have lost our leg, that is not the end of our own life. So we need to do something to sustain our life.
Many on this rundown field say football became even more of a joy than before their injuries, when they found out they still had the drive to play. Lapia says it helps him to keep a positive outlook on life in general.
The football makes me not to think about the past, not to think about my leg that I have already lost. Courage me, make me to forget about everything.
Organizers lead the players in pregame songs. During the recent All-African Amputee Cup of Nations held in Freetown, Sierra Leone fielded two teams. They finished third and fourth behind winners Ghana and runner-up Liberia, another West African country where many children also became victims of war. Sierra Leone, Ghana, and Liberia are due to represent Africa at the upcoming Amputee World Cup in Turkey. Many of the players here also compete at club level on teams throughout Sierra Leone. They say they were athletes before the war cut them down, and that they refuse to let horrors of life prevent their dreams. Nico Columbans, VOA News, West Africa Bureau.